as an agent, you can offer CMAs to your past clients. You know, you've got some downtime. You got time to do that. Update your website. Review your business plan. Create your marketing and business plan for the next year. I mean, that's huge. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Update your mailing list. Again, I've been blessed. I grew through the bad years. I didn't have a down year because the answer to your question is you've got to double down. I just had a meeting with my team 2 weeks ago, and we talked about, you know, you can do what most people, most agents do this time of year. You know, they start approaching Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's, and they kind of take off, and because the market's slower. But what I did alternatively is I doubled down. You know, when everybody else is taking off, that's your time to meet people, to do a lot of marketing, to touch your entire sphere. You got two good excuses, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, the third, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, you know, things you can do for that.
Yeah, I'm thankful that you've been a client of mine. Hope the family's well. You know, you have a great excuse to just reach out to everybody you know. As an agent, you can offer CMAs to your past clients. You know, you've got some downtime. You got time to do that. Update your website. Review your business plan. Create your marketing and business plan for the next year. I mean, that's huge. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Update your mailing list. Host a holiday get-together. I mean, there's so much you can do when everybody else just sits back and says, oh, the market's so slow. You know, real estate sucks right now. And they check out until next March. And I've just never allowed myself to do that. Yeah. Start farming a neighborhood is another great one. Call all your clients when you're on the phone. Hey, want to make sure I've got your most current email address. I'm never going to spam you, but I'd like to send you something that periodically that I think you may find interest in. There's a lot of things we should be doing this time of year because we have the time to do it.
Yeah,
we'll be so much better off. That the agents that choose to do that right now, for until now, until about the 1st of February, they'll find themselves getting more business in the spring when everybody else is just getting started again in the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm. I know, if I look back over my, you know, 19, 20 years now, I think several of my biggest months over the years were January and February.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always felt like, you know, I'm going to have this, you know, that week between Christmas and New Year's, oh, kick back, relax. You know, the phone starts ringing on the 26th, but a lot of it was because, and again, I learned it through Craig Proctor, like, you know, almost like do the opposite of what everybody else does. You know, exactly. Everybody else pulls back. There's a great chance to get market share. Market, you know, double down, like you said, spend a little more, you know, do more stuff, get out there, and then you can pick up some great stuff. Because people will, they're still moving in January. And for there might not be as many, but you can get a big chunk of that. And it's what you do right now. We'll set that up, you know.
Yep. And of course, your clients are buying condos on a ski slope in January, right?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but no, that's awesome. You know, I think now is the time to get ready for next year. A lot of people, and I made that mistake before, you know, it's like, you know, January 15th, wow, I need to start thinking about my goals here for the year and stuff. It's like, no. You know, now's the time to
right.
to do that, get ready for that. So.